Yeah.
All right, next up we've got Hot Pink Halo. Love typewriter percussion.
There's plenty of times when I don't, but here I did love it. I know that there's been times in the past when people have used it to bad effect, like it's distracting and too
effective.
Yeah,
Zoe Gray did
it
in Spin
like
Tunes
that.
Pretty well.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was great too. It can be done very wrong and very distracting and very sharp and mixed wrong, but here it was used very well as a percussion sort of a deal. So I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, same. I liked it.
I thought they could have let up on the typewriter just a little bit, because after a while it got sort of, I don't know, it just felt sort of relentless going all the way through the song. It might have been nice to have a break from it, just to have some variation. I would have also liked to just have heard more shape to the vocal melody, which I thought was kind of samey throughout. Although there was some really lovely vocal layering going on in the song that I think sounded really pretty. I'm glad that she used the bell in the typewriter. I thought that was used to good effect. And I thought that was, you know, probably my favorite part of the percussion. But yeah, fun song. I liked it. I'll probably vote for it just because I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I just really like the kind of, like, high concept, all in. You know, I'm going to write the song about carrots and also make my sax mouthpiece out of a carrot. Or I'm going to make the song about a typewriter and then also, like, use a bunch of typewriter noises. Like, I don't know. I kind of like that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, you know, it just felt like kind of, you know, not like a throwaway, right? Like, it's sort of like something that is ambitious and thought out. And, you know, she's kind of carefully considering all these different parts to put into the arrangement, which I think is cool. Like, I think execution-wise, like, there's, you know, a few things about the, like, I kind of like the concept of the arrangement more than the execution all the way through necessarily. Like, I feel like the rhythm feels kind of messy and it kind of plods a bit. Like, there's this kind of, like, strum every single quarter note, like, you know, thing on the guitar that, like, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it carried the song along super well to me. And, you know, I think the layers, the vocal layers, I like that, you know, she's adding them, but I also feel like they're not super tight, which I would have liked to have heard, you know, just more sort of tightly recorded and kind of clearly defined melodies there, I guess, with the different harmonies and different layers, because it sounds messy really fast if they're not kind of all lined up and, you know, kind of carefully timed and everything.
Or carefully edited, optionally.
Yes.
I thought that the chord progression on this one was a bit too simple and too repetitive, but I can't help but love this song. You know, the vocals are charming. It has this kind of 50s Motown girl group sort of vibe, a little more rigid than that. You know, it's lacking some of the soul of the 50s Motown, but you can kind of still hear it in there.
I heard that too.
Yeah. I just like this song, and I'm definitely voting for it. This is one of the ones that I just kept on going back for repeat listens on just for enjoyment. I'm not sure how to inject more soul into a song, but just a little bit more of that, and I think this would just be a lot better, but I still think it's one of the best of the fight. It's definitely the first in this list that we've been going through that I voted for, so, or that I'm going to vote for. So very happy with it.